This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely. Positively. FedEx. Canva.
Yeah, it is. In sports, as in business, if you look good, you feel good, and you'll play good.
That's why we love Canva. It's simply the best online graphic design software we've ever used.
Neither one of us are designers, and yet both of us have created beautiful designs for our business using Canva.
We designed our merch on Canva.
We designed our social posts on Canva.
We designed the signs for our T-Boy Live show on Canva.
True story. Oh, and Canva isn't just for startups or entrepreneurs either, because 90% of Fortune 500 companies now use Canva.
But it definitely is for startups like us, the T-Boy Podcast Media Company.
Our creative director literally said, she cannot live without Canva.
And we believe her. It'll make your business look good, which will make you feel good, and you'll perform better.
So Yeti, start designing today at canva.com. Canva, designed for work. Airbnb.
I hosted on Airbnb 9 years ago for the first time, but I'm doing it again this year because I got a trip to France in the summer and a trip to the tropics over Christmas.
All right, Jack, besides those humble brags, both of those trips, what are you going to do with your place, man? What are you doing with it?
For both of those trips, I'm putting my place on Airbnb.
Because now there's an obvious benefit to hosting on Airbnb. It's financial.
I'm putting the money from my Airbnb revenue towards my plane tickets for both of those flights.
All right, so it's incredible. Instead of your place just sitting empty while you're on vacation, you're going to earn a little extra money while you're away. It's a win-win.
Truly. And setting my schedule as a host on Airbnb is so convenient. Airbnb has easy-to-use features that allow me to update my calendar, so I host exactly when I want to host.
Yeah, Eddie's, if you live somewhere you already have an Airbnb, Airbnb it.
Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is Snacks Daily. Welcome back. It is Monday, November 1st.
We like T-Boys on this pod.
Well, October was officially Wall Street's best month of the year.
October's a T-Boy, I think, because COVID has calmed down, the Delta variant.
Jack, is it the pumpkin spice or is it the Fed being nice?
Well, I don't know, but stocks rose 7% overall in October.
Fantastic.
Must be the turtlenecks.
Oh, I wish it was a salmon slamming salmon turtleneck, Jack. That's the only thing I wish.
Today's pod's also the best one.
Yeah, this is a TBOY. Jack, first story, what do we got?
Kim Kardashian's Skims brand just snagged a mega deal with the fashion house Fendi.
But here's the wild thing. Kim is doing the opposite of what got her to $1 billion in the first place.
For our second story, as of this recording on Friday afternoon, Apple is not the most valuable company in the world anymore. Microsoft is.
Because Microsoft CEO, he doesn't do fancy dunks. He does forceful layups.
Our third and final story is global.
It's global.
It's existential.
It is intense.
It's the G20, which happened this weekend. It's the Olympics of economics.
And when it comes to climate change, the global economy is one neighborhood. It's everyone's problem.
If your neighbor's got a problem, that's your problem.
Fantastic mix to start the week.
But it's Hoarder's Almanac week 85.
It is, Snackers. Things were running out of because the pandemic. Jack and I have been keeping track for you.
Last week it was clowns. This week.
That was scary.
This week it's something.
Jack's doing a little wink thing over there, I think. It looks like he's going to bust a hammy, though.
This week it's plus ones. We are running out of plus one dates for weddings.
Snackers, true story. The plus one. We're running out of them. We don't have enough these days.
It's the ultimate wedding accessory, the plus one.
The plus one. They're your wedding wing man or your wedding wing woman.
Now, you're not necessarily dating your plus one, but you don't want to dance solo when the band starts playing Do You Believe by Cher.
And Jack, I'm pretty sure you don't want to stuff your face with cake alone on a Saturday.
Now, you know we're having a lot of weddings right now, so we have a shortage of plus ones.
Snackers, we got 2 years of pent-up pandemic I-dos to get through these days.
And Tinder, the king of the swipe right, noticed a 45% jump in Tinder bios that specifically mentioned the word plus one for some reason.
True story. Tinder is now making it easier to pop the Q plus one.
They added a new label that you can put on your dating profile if you're looking for or want to be somebody's plus one for a wedding.
You gotta love when they jump in snack style like that. Snackers, we have a record number of weddings right now.
And a record low plus one level.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for all our buddies getting to plus one?
Love is patient. Love is kind.
Love is solving a wedding day shortage in the nick of time.
You even got your name in there.
There we did.
Let's hit our three stars.
Let's hit them, baby.
You're tuned in to Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we got to get something legal out the way. Yeah, yeah. The snacks about the hair ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities.
Nope.
It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security.
Right.
Snacks is digestible. Business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC. Member FINRA /SIPC.
For our first story, Kim Kardashian West, her Skims brand just snagged a deal with LVMH.
Skims got to a $1 billion valuation with inclusivity, but this latest deal is as exclusive as it gets.
Yeah, can we travel back in time to, like give or take, exactly a week ago, we covered the first mover of shapewear?
We covered Spanx. Sarah Blakely sold her company last week at a $1.2 billion price tag.
Well, if Spanx is the first mover of shapewear, then Kim Kardashian Skims is the second shaker of shapewear.
They're worth $1.6 billion, more than Spanx, even though they've only been in business 3 years.
And here's the key reason why. Spanx invented shapewear to wear under clothes, but Skims is the clothes.
And Kim didn't just stick her name and brand on some existing product, like we sometimes see with licensing deals.
This isn't like J-Lo slapping her name on a fragrance, doing one commercial, and then going home for the weekend.
Kim founded a company, created a whole new business, by creating a whole new product category.
Skims is inclusive shapewear for all body types and all skin colors. It was one of the first.
You'd think with Kim Kardashian West, like one of the richest people out there, that it'd be really expensive. It's not.
No.
Skims is for all wallet sizes.
Yes, it's relatively affordable clothing, which is what makes the news from last week so shocking.
Skims signed a deal last week with LVMH's Fendi brand that does the opposite of inclusivity.
We're talking about Fendi Jack, a 96-year-old Rome-based, famous for its fur, pretty expensive fashion brand.
So Skim started downmarket, affordable clothing for a wide audience. And this deal is going upmarket to the tiniest, richest audience there is.
It's like a tiny little audience now. Jack, can we talk about the typical Skim shapewear? What kind of prices? What are we looking at here? What are you finding in the closet?
You're looking at leggings for $52.
Okay.
Bralettes for $32.
Seems pretty standard.
Tanks for $25.
Everyday essentials for all. But Jack, how about the new Skims Fendi shapewear partnership? What kind of numbers are we looking at over there?
It's a little different.
It's a little different. You're going to want a gift card.
$1,100 per leg. No, it's $1,100 leggings and a jacket that's almost $3,000.
Now, that sounds expensive, but here's the best part. That's not even the most expensive thing in this deal.
There's a leather wrap dress, which I guess is technically shapewear, going for over $4,000.
Jack, that's half the price of a Mazda.
This feels to us like a trophy deal for Kim.
Exactly.
She wants to show no brand, not even LVMH, can resist the Kim K touch.
It's going to pair well with that Met Gala invitation. Jack, I think we should wait for the rent the runway option. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Skims?
This is another celebrapreneur scoring another mega deal with another ancient fashion brand.
And Snackers, we've said it before, we'll say it again. One's a dot, two is a pop, but three, that makes a trend.
Fendi is owned by LVMH, one of the oldest luxury brands on earth.
And LVMH also owns Louis Vuitton, Hennessy, and $400 billion worth of really fancy brands. It's 20 lifts.
And this isn't their first deal like this. They recently went 50-50 with Rihanna for her Fenty fashion brand.
And also Kim Kardashian's sister, Kylie, sold her Kylie beauty brand to Coty, an 100-year-old beauty brand.
Coty and LVMH are like two peas in a pod.
Oh, and Kim's other company, a makeup brand called KKW, also sold to Coty, that 100-year-old cosmetics company.
All three of these unique celebrapreneur deals are worth over $1 billion.
And that is the shocking trend. Ancient fashion is buying up new fashion at unicorn prices.
And the new fashion were founded by celebrapreneurs.
For our second story, on Friday, Microsoft actually passed Apple as the most valuable company on planet Earth.
I feel like this came out of nowhere, but it's because Microsoft CEO is understated.
Yes.
He shoots forceful layups. He doesn't go for the dunks.
The year 2010. Jack, do you remember what you were even doing?
I was eating a lot of eggs, cheese, and meat.
Actually, what we were doing is we were on our iPods walking over to a grocery store to go to Redbox and rent DVDs.
Well, 2010 was last time Microsoft was worth more than Apple.
It was 2010.
Since then, Apple has made 40 new iPhones. They launched the iPad, the Apple Watch, the AirPods, the HomePod, and they've become an app lord.
Well, since then, Microsoft hasn't done as much, but it did one critical thing.
They hired Satya Nadella, as the CEO in 2014.
And Jack and I think Satya Nadella is the world's most underappreciated CEO playing the game right now.
And because Microsoft announced a great quarter last week and Apple announced a disappointing quarter last week, Microsoft passed Apple as the most valuable company on earth.
Snackers, let this sink in. Microsoft is worth $2.4 trillion and Apple is worth a little bit less now.
Put all of Microsoft stock in one enormous bag. It's worth $2.4 trillion.
And here's what Jack and I find fascinating about Microsoft. They were able to pull this off because Satya realized one key thing about Microsoft.
He realized Microsoft was going for dunks.
Yeah, they were trying to do sexy consumer products that define our culture these days.
But he also realized Microsoft couldn't jump.
Yeah, it gets no airtime. They really can't get very high at Microsoft.
Microsoft failed on the MP3 player.
Remember the Zune?
They failed on the phone.
Remember the Windows phone?
They failed on video call.
Remember Skype? That is the only company that became a verb that should not be a verb anymore, Jack.
With iPod, iPhone, and FaceTime, Apple posterized Microsoft on all three of those big products.
So here's what Satya did at halftime. He went back to the drawing board and he refocused Microsoft's game plan back to boring business tech.
Prior to Satya coming to Microsoft, they didn't take the cloud seriously. They were selling you one-off like CD-ROM, Microsoft Office Suite packages for $200.
Oh, PowerPoint, fantastic. I guess our whole office has to get it.
But now, today, cloud is the digital support system for just about every website and app that you use.
Get this. Last week, Microsoft just revealed that its cloud business called Azure is now the biggest cloud business in the world.
That's right. Microsoft's cloud passed Amazon Web Services in revenue last quarter for the first time ever.
And Microsoft Teams, like their Slack knockoff, it's estimated to have 10 times more users than Slack has.
Cloud and office messaging, those aren't the slam dunks that get on SportsCenter.
No, you're absolutely right, Jack. This is Microsoft doing the boring layups that nobody talks about.
Except for us in this pod right now.
Microsoft, it's not Jordan in the air. It is Pippen in the paint. So Jack, or maybe Tony Kukoc. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Microsoft?
Satya didn't just do layups. He did forceful layups.
Snacker Satya, he doubled down on these business-focused layups. He went big.
Under Satya's leadership, Microsoft has acquired nearly 100 companies, including Microsoft's two biggest acquisitions ever.
Satya bet on boring business layups to get Microsoft back on track.
Then he forcefully funded those layups with unprecedented acquisition money.
And those forceful layups, they just beat out fancy dunks. For our third and final story, while you were enjoying your weekend, the G20 meeting just finished.
Everyone lives thousands of miles apart. Doesn't matter. The world is one big neighborhood.
Okay, first of all, Rome, lovely this time of year. And the leaders of the 20 major economies met in Rome over the weekend. Must be nice.
It was basically the Olympic Games of economics.
I mean, get this, Snackers. 80% of the world's GDP was in Rome for this meeting.
Probably riding Vespas in suits.
Have I ever made you my carbonara, by the way? Because I learned it when I was living in Rome.
No.
I like pancetta, right?
Yes.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Representing Germany was Angela Merkel. This is her last G20 ever. And get this, she's been to all 15 previous G20s.
She's got a pin for each one. She's got a whole pin collection going on over Angela Merkel.
Representing China is President Xi, of course, but he still refuses to leave China.
It's been 600 days. He's been at home because what she wants, she gets.
No international travel, but he did zoom in to the G20.
Now, Russia is just not going. They're sitting this one out due to an ankle injury.
It was Biden's first G20 as a president, but the summit has already adopted his campaign slogan.
Yeah, remember Build Back Better? Like literally his campaign slogan? The G20 apparently was a big fan.
And what the G20 means is come back from the pandemic with climate change and social equity at the forefront.
Now, this meeting wasn't just carbonara and Vespas. There was one major area of debate.
There's an energy crisis across the globe, and it's not clear what we should do.
I mean, Snackers, check your monthly heating bill. Oil and gas prices, they're soaring lately.
Demand for energy has surged as the pandemic has waned.
And here's the problem that the 20 biggest economies on Earth are facing. More oil and gas production, that could like easily fix your monthly bill problem.
But more oil and gas production means more warming of the globe.
Okay, so they put the pastas down and then decided there was one area of consensus among the 20 biggest economies.
You can't hide from business taxes anymore.
Yeah, Snackers. The global minimum 15% tax on corporations,
They all kind of want it.
A pledge is expected across all 20 countries to make corporations must pay 15% or more.
Yeah, if you're based in Dublin, Ireland or Dublin, Ohio, it wouldn't matter.
You can't pay less than 15% corporate taxes.
Corporation Inc. can't hide from a global minimum tax. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies in all the economies of the world?
When it comes to climate change, the whole world is one neighborhood. It's everyone's problem.
The great thing about the G20, it's only 20 big countries. But the problem with the G20, it's only 20 countries.
Yesterday was also the beginning of a whole new global summit called the COP26, hosted by the United Nations.
And the COP26 is a little different. It's 200 countries, not 20 countries, and this is going on at the same time.
It's the biggest climate event since the 2015 Paris Climate Accord.
And here's why they're getting together for such a big event. Because based on current trends, the world is going to get 4.7 degrees Fahrenheit warmer by the year 2100.
That sounds very bad. So the goal for this COP26 event is to keep that warming down to just 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit.
And that is very critical.
The reality they're stressing at this UN event is that the world is one neighborhood when it comes to carbon.
Yeah, Jack, China's pollution, that's affecting Charleston, South Carolina.
So the UN and the leaders of this event are pushing rich nations to help poor nations cut their coal diet and move to clean electricity.
Because the world is one neighborhood, climate change is everyone's problem. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us to start the week?
Kim Kardashian West is a celebrapreneur, and Skims is her latest billion-dollar brand.
Another new fashion brand partnering with another ancient fashion brand.
Microsoft stock's up 700% since Satya Nadella took over. The chart actually looks exponential.
It does, but the limit, it doesn't exist. Layups, not dunks, and forceful layups are what made it happen.
The G20 just wrapped up in Rome. Now the COP26 starts in Glasgow.
The whole world is one neighborhood when it comes to carbon. And now, time for our snack fact of the day. This one tweeted in by Matt Lieb from lovely Arlington, Virginia.
Hey, snackers. Here's a baseball snack fact for you today. With the World Series currently going on, this is tied for the most Jewish players ever. The Boston Red Sox have slugger Alex Bregman, and the Atlanta Braves have pitcher Max Fried and outfielder Jock Peterson. This is the most since 1959, when the LA Dodgers had the legend Sandy Koufax and series MVP Larry Sherry, who beat the Chicago White Sox with pitcher Barry Lattman. Mazel tov.
Arguably the greatest Jewish ball player of all time.
I know what you're going to say.
Hammer and Hank.
There we go.
Hank Greenberg.
Straight out of Manhattan, boogie down Bronx.
Missed 3 years of his prime career in World War II.
Could have been even more hammering. Snackers, you look fantastic today. If you haven't yet, tell a buddy when you're in line grabbing a salad, hey, HYHYSD.
Have you had your snacks, Dave?
That's how we grow. That's how we get the snacks bigger.
Spread the T-Boy love, and Nick and I will see you tomorrow.
Can't wait, Jack. If you know, you know. And before we go, muito obrigado to Igor Piquet from lovely Sao Paulo, Brazil, who's been finding the most high-impact entrepreneur startups across Brazil.
We can say with 99.9% confidence that he's the first Brazilian to listen to this pod ever.
Happy birthday, man.
And congrats to Jesse, who just got their pilot's license in White Salmon, Washington.
And Thomas and Liam Pruitt, Jack, they're undefeated in both their soccer seasons down in Memphis, Tennessee.
Thomas and Liam a bunch, the other team...
Yep. And Chelsea Glatz, congrats on the second term of AmeriCorps over in Illinois.
Congrats to Zach and Kelly Ram, who just got married in Baltimore.
Yeah, they love crypto and they love snacks.
And big congrats to Isabella, who just got a new nursing gig in Chicago.
And Alex Corrado, happy birthday from Brazil and now in Houston.
Happy birthday to Vidyan in San Francisco.
And to Brian Warden, happy birthday over in Denver.
And if you're celebrating something today, make it a T-Boy.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. I own stock of Amazon. Nick owns stock of Apple. Robinhood Snacks newsletters and podcasts reflect the opinions of only the authors, who are associated persons of Robinhood Financial LLC, and do not reflect the views of Robinhood Markets Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. They are meant for informational purposes only and are not a recommendation to buy or sell any security, cryptocurrency, or investment strategy in any account. This is not an offer or sale of a security, not a research report, and is not intended to serve as the basis for any investment decision. Any third-party information provided therein does not reflect the views of Robinhood Markets, Inc., Robinhood Financial LLC, or any of their subsidiaries or affiliates. All investments involve risk, including loss of principal, and past performance does not guarantee future results. Robinhood Financial LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
See you tomorrow.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Nick and Jack here. Want to quickly tell you about the show Business Wars.
With the launch of ChatGPT, Sam Altman and OpenAI reinvigorated our imaginations and fears of a world with artificial intelligence. While the company looked like a stunning success from the outside, a battle was brewing within. Almost a year after launching ChatGPT, that battle erupted into a war when the company fired its charismatic CEO, Sam Altman.
From Wondery, Business Wars is a podcast about the biggest corporate rivalries of all time. And in the newest season, host David Brown digs into the philosophical differences within OpenAI that culminated in Sam Altman's shocking firing and what it means for the future and safety of AI in the modern world.
Follow Business Wars on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And for more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more, Wondery means business.